Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There were some reports this week that the organization was calling around asking for the best way to develop a young quarterback. Is that
yet we sit here and say he's developing at a good trajectory? I mean, we all agree on that?
Yeah.
All right. So, like, all those reports are false.
They're all false.
None of those reports are true.
None of those reports are true. Okay.
The thing about it, once again, like, it's almost like talking out of both sides of our mouths. Like, we're sitting here saying, like, he's developing great, and then they sit here and the story come out that people are asking around how to develop a quarterback. It's like, I mean, things like that. I'll take bullets and all that. Not, I shouldn't say bullets. I'll take all the shots and all that stuff in regards to our record, our team, our development. That's fine. That's part of being a head coach. The one thing that being a head coach, I need to make sure I do a good job protecting our coordinators, our coaches, and also the players on the field. And so when you hear one person, Drake's not developing. Another person, Drake's at a great place. Like, who do you think's responsible for that? It's Alex Van Pelt. He's responsible for that.
Wow. I mean,
for test too much.
Yeah, seriously.
How about Gerard May, of all people, saying, like, oh, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth? Like you have since day one. I'm sure he's going to contradict himself tomorrow or today, whenever he speaks next.
So I appreciate what Gerard Mayo's doing, sticking up for Alex Van Pelt there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot in that exchange yesterday on the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of it, it's on the Odyssey app. You can go seek it out on YouTube as well. Watch it there. Just subscribe to WEEI. A lot of ways you can go back and listen and watch Gerard Mayo every Monday on the Greg Hill Show. It's Jones and Keith on WEEI. We'll get to our tiers coming up in a moment. Tier Tuesday, about 15 minutes from now, I should say. We'll also talk to Tommy Curran, Tommy Tuesday, at high noon. A lot of Pats talk, along with our Bruins, Celtics, and Red Sox conversations in the first hour. I appreciate what he's trying to do, but like...
Yeah.
First of all, who's most responsible? We always added this. Drake May is most responsible. Drake May was more of a finished product than I think anybody realized. So outside of Drake May, who gets the most credit by default, I think it's Van Pelt.
Definitely.
But there's so much I hear in there where I don't know if Mayo's informed on that. Mayo's like, well, who's developing? Is he developing well? Yes or no? Okay, so those reports are false. Like, is that how that works?
That's not how it works.
That doesn't make it a false report.
This is the most important thing in the franchise right now is the quarterback.
Yeah.
So is it outrageous if Robert Kraft is saying, are we doing everything in our best ability to get him ready to go and to make sure that he doesn't flame out like Mac Jones and to make sure that he continues on this path? And even if maybe he goes out and talks to a bunch of people and they give him the same answer. Yeah, Van Pelt's actually doing a pretty good job. Maybe that's the info he gets. I just think it's Gerard Mayo's own naivete. If he thinks Robert Kraft isn't talking to other people around the league, he literally hired you 5 years before he fired Belichick.
Seriously.
Like, it's right in your face.
It's a good point.
Like, you knew you were taking over Bill's job before Bill knew. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
You don't think he'll do the same thing to you?
It's maybe the best point, Keith. And
thank
so
you.
When it comes to that discussion, like, just listen to him.
Yeah.
Does it sound like he knows? Like, it's informed?
No.
Like,
no,
he's
no.
been told those are false? Or is he just connecting his own dots?
Like,
he's developing fine, so those are false reports.
Mm.
That's not how you connect the dots. And furthermore, you make a great point about Kraft having conversations behind Bill's back, putting it in writing for Gerard Mayo, knowing 5 years ago on a trip to Israel, Gerard Mayo was the guy. So, of course,
yeah.
he should be lining up and at least kicking tires around the league on Van Pelt's replacement, Gerard Mayo's replacement. It's also very possible that Mayo just is left outside of that circle. That's happening in a very tight-knit, closed-off group where it's Robert, Jonathan, and maybe one other person. It leaked out. Bert found out about
it. Yeah.
So it obviously leaked out, but it's very possible Mayo has no idea those conversations are going on. He's telling the truth.
Yeah, but also,
he's saying, guys, those are false, but he doesn't really know. That's very possible.
Unless it was in Bert Breer's report, do we know the exact timing of this? Like, is this something that's going on right now? Because I also... Because this doesn't, it's not a great sign if Robert Kraft is doing this. That means like he's having doubts about the coaching staff that he put in place. However, was this before Drake May was even on the field? And he's maybe wondering, he's like, well, these other rookie quarterbacks are playing. Like, what's going on? because to Mayo's point now, things are looking up. They just had his best game. I know these reports came out before the game against the Rams, but like he is playing well. But if you take like the pulse each week, Alex Van Pelt right now, you know, arrow pointing up.
Yeah.
But a month ago, I don't know if it was pointing up. I mean, fair. It was probably flat or maybe like dipping a little bit.
The reporting almost always lags, so fair point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But even still, I'd still be calling right now if I were the Crafts. I would still be calling around and saying, hey, what can I, if I can get Brian Daboll, would Brian Daboll be an upgrade on Alex Van Pelt? If I could possibly bring in, blow the whole thing up and get someone like Ben Johnson, you should be having that conversation. I don't know that he would, but he should.
Right.
If you could get Ben Johnson here to coach Drake May, you should absolutely do it. I don't care that you fell in love with Jerod Mayo 5 years ago. Yeah. I don't care if the development looks good.
Fall in love all over again.
If you can get that guy, you do it. So they should be having conversations. Like, as it relates to the football team, what the hell else are you doing as the owner of the Patriots? I know they have other business and other interests. As it relates to the football team, what else are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Free agency is months away. You have nothing to do with the draft other than demanding to go take a quarterback. There's no trade deadline. Like, what else are you approving and signing off on and doing? So you should be looking at those sort of moves. Do we have the right staff in place? Do we have the right support group to bring along Drake May and get the most out of him? Because he is the franchise right now.
That's it. And it might, you might come back and get the answer that, you know, this is going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Drake May is playing well. And each week that goes on, you're going to get a little bit more evidence as well, right? Like, oh, this is going well. Like, Drake May is, you know, playing better and better as the season goes on.
He is.
So you might end up getting the answer that it's just like, hey, you don't need to make any drastic changes.
If you're watching on twitch.tv.
That's right.
/BostonWEEI, you'll see Brian just dropped off our lunch here.
D'Angelo's.
Big shout
D'Angelo's.
Out. Big shout out to D'Angelo's. Keith is going to go tear that box apart.
House that the whole thing.
In a few moments.
Yep.
We'll see what wonderful, delicious lunch
we'll be back
dropped
after
off.
These.
Yeah. but yeah, it's a good lunch spot. It's our lunch spot
mm-hmm.
every Tuesday here on Jones and Keith. We'll let you know how those go. I'm sure they'll be delicious. Alex Van Pelt, so Mayo was asked about that yesterday morning.
Yep.
We talked to Alex Van Pelt on Friday as part of our coordinator series. If you missed this on Friday, here's how that exchange went with Alex Van Pelt, asked about calling around the league, the Crafts looking to upgrade in terms of handling Drake May, and how he feels about the job he's done. Here's Van Pelt.
Yeah, once again, I don't read anything or see anything that's out there in the press. I'm sure they got a lot invested in the guy, and I think I have a good feel of how to get him ready, and I think it's showing so far. So, not worried about that at all. I'm here to develop Drake May, and that's what I'm going to do.
Well, and Jerod Mayo, as we said, was very complimentary this week. Drake May, from my estimation, has developed pretty nicely. So do you think the current coaching staff needs any help handling a young quarterback?
I don't think so, no.
We don't need any help. Thank you.
He answered that so much better than Mayo.
Yeah.
Mayo, like, stopped. Well, I know, right? Shocking. But, like, Mayo stops, jumps back in,
what I will
adds
say,
more stuff. It's like, no, before you go on to the next thing, like,
I'm going to take
me?
All the bullets. Actually, not bullets.
Should have said bullets. Fork to the eye. No. Van Pelt, you know what Van Pelt even said?
What?
He said, you know, he gives the prerequisite, I don't read or, you know, listen to anything. Fine. I don't necessarily believe it, but whatever. It's fine. But he says they got a lot invested in this guy.
Uh-huh.
So he's not even dismissing it.
Right.
He's like, I'm doing the best job I can. I think I'm doing a pretty good job. I don't think we need help, but I can't speak to that. He's not ruling it out.
Right.
Which is like what Mayo did.
Mayo's like, it's false.
How dare that? Rabble. Right. And Van Pelt's like, yeah, maybe.
Because when they blow out Van Pelt after the year, if Mayo's still here, he's going to look like a clown for saying those are false reports.
I think each week, and this is a
surprise. He's going to look like a clown most days. But specifically for that, he'll look like a clown.
I'll be honest. I didn't love either hire in the offseason, you know, Mayo or Van Pelt.
Yeah.
But Van Pelt's looking a lot better at his job than Mayo is at his.
1,000%. Not even close. Not even close.
Even
I agree.
This part of it, you thought Mayo might be better at, mm-hmm. like the media stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No.
Nope. You end up having more questions, and then he ends up having to like go back to stuff he said 2 days earlier and clear things up and all. Like the I will say with Jerod, that should be the name of the interview. I will say with Jerod Mayo every Monday on the Greg Hill Show.
No, it's,
I will say
it's pause because he's done with his previous answer.
Yep.
Question starts getting asked. He plows right through that and goes, I will say.
But I will say.
That's how that goes every
single
time.
I do want to say.
Yeah.
Like, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah,
just go for it.
Should have said it in your previous answer.
But to think about it, once again.
Once again. Oh, that's another good one. Once again
with Gerard Mayo. That makes sense because he comes on every Monday.
Mayo Monday, once again.
Once again,
head coach.
Return interviewee for now.
But sometimes.
You know what I call it? Once again really implies that like it's long term, I guess.
And I don't want to say this because of, on radio, you want people to talk, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole idea of the whole medium. Mm-hmm. But sometimes less is more.
Yeah.
You asked Alex Van Pelt, do you think he needs help? No, I don't.
No.
Okay. That's a bad, pretty clear answer.
I'll add to his answer,
No, but like that was a good one. Like, and like he doesn't need to go much further. Like, he says, no, I don't. And then if that was Mayo, he would have felt uncomfortable by the silence, and then he would have gone into this whole like cul-de-sac of like why this is working and where this is going and everything, like just step in it. Yeah. Whereas Van Pelt's like, you gave him basically a yes, no question. He answered it. Then we move on.
Here's why I like that. And what I expect him to say, yes, we need outside help. Like, of course not.
No, but he didn't like hem and haw.
I like him on the record saying, yeah, I'm pretty happy with what I'm doing, which is basically what he said. And, you know, the Kraft should not be calling about me. That's basically what he said. It's not how he said it, but that's the tone of it. No, I don't need any help. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Then he thinks it's a bad move for the Kraft to call around. At least he's on record for it. Do you think the whole coaching staff, the whole coaching staff, do you think all the particulars, Mayo, Covington, Van Pelt, do you think they all survive and are back next year?
As of right now, no.
Who's most likely to go?
Maybe Covington.
I mean, I think if I were...
Because Van Pelt's trending in the right direction, and if May likes him and if the offense is looking pretty good, I think the defense has been more of an issue. If they end on 3 wins,
yeah,
or maybe even 4,
yeah,
I think it's hard with a straight face to make. We're bringing the whole gang back.
Seriously.
I think you need to make a move.
They won 4 games last year, and they brought the whole roster back.
They might
do that.
I mean, like when they were 1-6 or whatever, when we were having a similar conversation, I was like, well, the obvious guy is Van Pelt. It's not Mayo's guy.
Yeah.
He didn't hire him, and then you can kind of go from there. Yeah. But he's doing better at his job than the other two are.
Like, I'm no handicapper.
No.
But if I were going to put out odds on this, they're all plus money. Covington, Van Pelt, Mayo, but they're in that order.
Well, Rossini
it's
had
like
that.
Covington plus 200, it's like Van Pelt plus 350,
yeah,
and Mayo's plus 500 or something like I don't know, but like play it out. They're all plus money. There's no heavy favorite, but any of them could go.
Was it Rossini that said they're all safe for now or something like that?
Did she?
She had some...
I saw her report about Bill and Jacksonville working with Trent Baalke. I saw that. I didn't see
that. She had something like talk around the league is like the Patriots staff is safe. But then I'm like, well,
she said
still...
we'll see if that changes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's good.
I'm like, that's how it works. But there's like, what is it, 6 games left?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if you go 0-6, how do you think Robert Kraft's going to feel about that?
Yeah, and even if they make it through the year, that's irrelevant.
Oh, I think
will they be back
make,
next year?
They all make it through the year.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody at this point is in jeopardy of losing their job in season.
But
I don't.
But grading it today, Covington's the and I don't think that's overreactionary to just the Rams game. I think it's been trending this way. Van Pelt's been doing better and better. May could potentially save his job. He's not a lock, but May could potentially save his job. The team's still calling about him around the league. I still believe that. But Covington's now the favorite to not return. But yeah, I'm with you. You can't win 3 games and bring the whole crew back. Even though they won 4 games last year and basically brought the whole thing back
in terms of
the roster.
Oh, the roster.
The roster. They brought back all their players. No, they switched coach.
Wolf loves those guys.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We have Tom Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. We have Kiefer Madness at 12:45. Keefe is going to tear apart some D'Angelo's. We'll see what they dropped off for us. If you're looking for a lunch spot, great spot to go out to this afternoon. We eat it every single Tuesday here on the show. And we also do Tier Tuesdays every single Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. We'll tier off the NFL.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Tommy Tuesday, Tommy Curran at high noon. Kiefer Madness comes your way at 12:45. Keith, you look busier than normal in this last break. Have you sunk your teeth into your D'Angelo's?
No, I'm just lining it up. I'm getting it ready for the next one. I was going to put it off my intermittent fasting. I'm going to give myself another 20 minutes, and then I'll eat it in probably 30 to 45 seconds.
What do you got today?
I got the chicken from Monter, which I'm very excited about.
It's like honey mustard and stuff on there?
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, Nick, you're getting the honey.
Polish one off?
It's almost gone.
That's where the second one went.
Oh, I was wondering. Chicken from Monter. What'd you get, Billy?
I just took the classic steak and cheese.
Classic.
Can't go wrong with that.
Steak and cheese.
Jones?
I'm about to rip into a steak teriyaki myself.
Woo!
It is our lunch spot every Tuesday. You deserve a serious lunch upgrade. You can get it with D'Angelo. They're grilled sandwiches. Make sure you stop by there. And, well, get your hands on whatever you can on the menu. They go quick here at WEEI. It's also a Tier Tuesday.
Let's
on Jones and Keefe. What are our tiers today, Keefe?
Let's do NFL teams once again. Next week, we can mix it up. We'll do Thanksgiving foods next week.
It'll
be the first show ever to do that.
D'Angelo, we'll do, Thanksgiving sub, number one. Because that's kind of everything. And then we can kind of...
From there down.
Yeah.
So right now, in honor of Christian Gonzalez telling us yesterday that his favorite movie of all time is Stand By Me, that's going to be the top tier this week.
Oh, great.
Just a Bit Outside will be the second tier once again.
Okay.
Followed by Frisky, teams that are frisky. Then I'm Shooketh, teams are a little shooketh.
Shooketh.
We're going to add another tier this week, Red Zone. We're going to count this as a team that is pretty bad, but has maybe a reason, a player, or two or three to watch. So you might pop them up on the old Red Zone.
I think I know who we're talking about.
It's the Patriots tier. It's the Drake May tier. We're calling it Red Zone.
I think we all know who we're talking about.
We're calling it Red Zone.
Yeah, okay.
And then we will end once again with the Mayo Grown.
Okay.
That'll be the teams that are at the bottom. Yeah, that are in last place in this scenario.
I like it.
All right, so Billy Laney, what do we got for
start off with the AFC East, the Buffalo Bills, 9-2.
I mean, they just beat the Kansas City Chiefs, so I mean, they are
they
obviously...
They have to go standby.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. No doubt. Number one.
Miami Dolphins, 4-6.
Are you willing to say they're frisky yet?
Yes. Okay. I'll go
they're
frisky.
All right.
I will put the Dolphins on a frisky tier.
They can score some points.
They've won two in a row?
Yeah, that's frisky.
That's frisky-ish, yeah.
Maybe they still don't use Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle, who is good, I think.
You know what happened?
He's the most overpaid guy in the league based on his production.
So I was thinking about this today. I would wonder if he shakes free this offseason. Like, add him to the list of receivers the Patriots could be in on?
Really?
Samuel, DK Metcalf, Cooper Kupp.
Higgins.
You can bring in T. Higgins in free agency. I wonder if there's any chance you could trade for Waddle. I'm going to add him to the list of receivers I'm keeping an eye on.
All right.
But no, all his targets go to Johnny Smith. That's what happened.
Johnny Smith's killing it
this year. What the hell's up with
He's
that? But yeah, put him on the frisky team.
Mm-hmm.
3-8 Patriots.
So they got to be the red zone, right? That's the whole idea.
That's the whole reason we have the tier. Oh, I like the sound of that.
When Drake May is on the field, there's like reason to watch. Like you are invested in the action at that point. And if a receiver could catch a ball for him, like they might be cooking with gas. But in the meantime, we'll just watch Drake May run around and make some plays.
If nothing else, they're fun to watch on Red
Zone.
Yes. Okay. Good.
3-8 New York Jets.
They're not so fun.
Mayo Grown.
Okay.
Is there anything below Mayo Grown?
Not right now. There isn't. Do you want to make room for something below Mayo Grove?
I don't think the Jets are on it, but maybe there's something below Mayo Grove.
They stink.
There are teams worse, believe it or not, than the Jets, who are really bad. There are teams worse than that, I think.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Kate, to the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens at 7-4.
I mean,
I'm not going to go shooketh. They're not frisky, so I think they by default have to be just a bit outside.
Yeah, I guess by that logic, they don't really fit any of the other tiers. What are they now, 7-4 after their loss?
Yeah.
They didn't allow a touchdown, but they lost.
They have bad losses. I mean, and Pittsburgh is not one of them. We'll get to Pittsburgh in a moment. But they've lost this year to Vegas. They've lost to Cleveland. So they have some bad losses. They also lost to the Chiefs at the gun and then Pittsburgh this week. I'm going to say they're still just a bit outside.
I feel like
their win total in Vegas is still 11.5.
It feels like them being just one tier below the Bills is like too close. I feel like the Bills are better than...
You think there's a bigger gap there?
I feel like there might
be. Do we need to create something between just a bit outside and frisky?
Or do we do just like... Or no, I'm saying do we do a tier between Stand By Me and just a bit outside?
Oh.
Like, are these teams truly just a bit outside? Or are the top teams starting to push themselves up further?
Okay.
Or you like them there just a bit outside?
Well, let's start there. Let's see how that tier... Let's see where that tier gets going.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a bit outside.
Thank you.
Cincinnati Bengals, 4-7.
I mean, frisky.
Are they?
Yeah, they could score with the best of them. Okay. Their defense blows.
I'd be shooketh. Vegas is shooketh. They dropped the win total after
the
last loss.
So you think
they're more red zone. They got three guys.
Red zone. I think Nick's onto something.
No.
Keith, they have four wins. They've lost two in a row. Yes, they can score. They also lost to the Patriots this year. Like, no, they're
not
good.
Are you ruling out their
playoff
chances?
You still think they're so much better? Kind of, yeah.
No, you're crazy.
Why?
Because right now the teams above them are Miami, Indianapolis, and Denver.
Okay, but if they get in, I grant you that. But even if they get in, what are they?
frisky. That's why I got him in the frisky
tier. They are not frisky. So they lose every week.
With a straight face, you told me the Dolphins are frisky, but you won't put the Bengals as frisky?
I think Nick's right about red zone, but there's a gap in that frisky tier. There's the bottom
Nick's
of the tier and the top of the tier.
High on that chicken from honor that
Billy,
he's got.
I mean, that's Billy,
trust him.
Billy?
I would say they were a frisky team.
Thank you. So two friskies of Shooketh and a red zone. That solved nothing.
Terp, get down here.
No, yep. I mean, no, that puts, we put them on frisky. Yeah, I mean, I disagree with where we're putting this team.
They are frisky as hell. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, that's not frisky.
Red Joe Burrow?
Red zone is the best place to put him. You want to watch him on red zone. Watch him on offense. Jamar Chase going nuts every single
that.
Game.
They're better than that.
Keith, they stink.
They're 4-7. You can't look at the record. The record means nothing. They're a frisky bunch. No,
they're number one in our hearts.
They lose every week. They've lost to the Patriots, but that's a frisky team.
Did you see
team.
When they wore the white Bengal
outfit? I do
outfit?
Like that. They're frisky those weeks. I'll give you that.
That was frisky.
Should we do that? They're Bengals. Frisky. They're frisky with the all-white uniforms.
Certain weeks.
And then
that's fair.
Yeah, and then they're just a bad team.
It's a nice squad. Yeah. Okay. They're going to win this week. Who do they got?
I don't know.
Who do they got? They're going to win this one.
I'm just telling.
Pittsburgh. Big game against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that'll go well.
The big Steeler game. Yeah. It's a rivalry game. Remember Vontaze Burfict?
I do.
He almost killed Antonio Brown.
In some ways he did.
Some people still reference that every day. Okay, what else?
Cleveland Browns, 2-8.
Oh, they got to be Mayo grown.
This is an example of a team that I think might be sub-Mayo grown.
Is that what we call? What do we call?
Should we just call them trash?
Guys, want to go see a dead body?
That's not bad.
A dead body?
Still stand by me.
That's true. I like that. Dead body?
Dead body.
Dead body
Great.
Tier.
We got Stand By Me at the top and Dead Body at the bottom. Cleveland is
Things
a dead body.
Things are coming
body.
Together.
That is what they are. They are a dead body. Yes.
I got them in dead body.
I have not seen this all year, not to keep referencing
Stand
win
By
totals.
Me?
No. I have not seen 3.5 for a win total until this week.
Oh, they're...
That is their over-under now, 3.5.
Yeah, they're got to be under. Okay. I mean, I would take the under.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, they're not the only team with a 3.5 win total, but they are a dead body.
All right.
Pittsburgh Steel is 8-2.
I mean, still just a bit outside, right? 8-2 is a really good record, but they're not on the Bills tier.
Yeah, unfortunately, I get now what you're saying.
They just beat the Ravens.
Right, and they're on the same tier as the Ravens.
Yeah.
I do understand that more, but they don't belong on a tier with Buffalo.
No.
And some of the other teams we're going to get to. So
we can leave them there. I mean, just a bit outside. Within each tier, there are teams obviously better and worse than the
other. But they have now won 5 in a row, and they're 4-0 with Russell Wilson.
Mr. Unlimited. Killing it.
Just a bit outside. Yep.
They got them there.
All right, to the AFC South, the Houston Texans at 7-4.
Well, so they did win last night. They Joe Mixon ran all over the Cowboys in a stadium that is falling apart literally. Jake Paul still has more wins at AT&T Stadium this year than the Dallas Cowboys.
I read, Keith, going back to their playoff game last year, they have trailed by 20 or more in every game at home in the calendar year of 2023.
It's wild. They've also led for 2 minutes out of every home game.
It's
since
insane.
The playoffs.
That's wild. So they're Mayo grown.
No. We're talking about Houston, though. I'm just saying Houston went in there and beat up on the Cowboys.
Preview of Dallas. They're a Mayo grown.
Would you put them back up to just a bit outside?
I never moved them. Yeah, I never moved. You guys dropped them down last week. So this is a you question.
Are they? So, all right, Billy. Would they be no longer shooketh, even though they just beat a horrible Cowboys team?
No longer shooketh.
Okay. All right. No longer shooketh.
Are they? Frisky?
I don't think they're frisky.
They're just a bit outside.
Yeah. I'll put them there.
I think that's where they should be.
Just a bit outside.
5-6 Colts.
I don't know. Because the record's not terrible. Like, the record is better than Miami and Cincy, but they're not frisky.
They're not frisky.
I don't
want to watch them on red zone.
No.
They just won.
Mayo
they have
grown?
To be shooketh because they're bouncing between Flacco and Richardson.
Oh, that's true. That's a fair point. Are they shooketh because they don't even know who their starting quarterback is? Or
is that a new category?
They need to walk off the
who's
Jets.
Their QB?
Do we need? Yeah, do we need like, yeah, who's their QB? QB or like an Anthony Richardson tier?
Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
AR-15?
Yeah.
Is he number 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is. AR-15.
Yeah. He was in college anyway. I guess I'm not as confident on his
So what would
Colts
that be?
Number.
Below shooketh or above shooketh?
Above shooketh.
Above shooketh?
I think so. I'm not shooketh. They just won.
Well, I mean, you can still be overall shooketh. That's okay. That's allowed. So you want to put them
below frisky, above shooketh.
And call it what? AR-15?
Yeah, or Anthony Richardson.
We're going to get the gun people on us.
Yeah.
We do that.
What was yours? Billy had a good suggestion. Unknown QB, what was it?
Unknown QB. Yeah, something simple like
something
that.
Something like
who's
that.
Their QB?
Who's their QB?
Who's
the QB?
The QB.
And we can tell you what. Then we can tell you what tier they're in when we know the QB.
All right.
Okay.
Jacksonville Jaguars, 2-9.
They dead body?
I just want to go see a dead body.
Yeah, I would put them safely
dead body.
I mean, Peterson is the coaching equivalent of a dead body.
Yes.
They're 2-9. You cannot bet their win total. It's off the board.
Really? Why can't you? That's crazy.
As of this morning, because I don't think anybody knows what's going on with the coaching staff.
Well, I mean,
or who the quarterback is. You don't know Trevor Lawrence is coming. You don't know. You just don't know too much. Dead body.
2-8 Titans. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
2-8 Titans, I would say, are also kind of a dead body. Or would you groan them?
I think... Would you groan them?
Would you groan them?
Yeah. I like that. That's not an adjective. I would lean more towards groan than dead body. I think we need to...
They're pretty bad.
They are pretty bad.
They're 2-8. Yeah. They just lost to the Vikings and the Chargers. They beat the Pat. Their two wins are the Pats and the Dolphins without Tua.
Dead body?
Yeah.
Dead body.
Yeah.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
Now, I know we didn't even consider red zone, but that is an unwatchable team.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to see them on red zone. Just like the Colts, I don't. That pretty much that whole division, I don't want to watch on red zone. Yeah.
AFC West, Denver Broncos, 6-5.
Frisky.
Frisky.
They got to be. They're frisky as hell, this team.
I think they are.
Bo Nix might win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I read this morning. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but Jaden Daniels went from like minus 2,000 last week. It's now, it's more even. It's between
those
two.
Here comes Bo Nix.
Yeah.
I believe.
I didn't. Yeah, well. I still
shame on you
in dark
still
corners.
Still time.
I still whisper Bo picks into the ether is what I do.
Not last week. It wasn't.
No.
Four tugs. No picks. Pretty good.
Chiefs 9-1.
All right, so they just lost, but I feel like they.
Trade!
Yeah. They're not just a bit outside. I mean, they lost to the Bills, but they're on standby.
But a second loss, then we can start looking at it.
We'll have the conversation.
Yeah.
Talk it out
because they have not. They were undefeated, but they weren't playing great. And everybody who compared them to. The 2019 Patriots?
Yeah.
Let's see where this goes. The 2019 Patriots dropped off a cliff. Let's see what they do.
Yeah. Las Vegas Raiders, 2-8.
That's a dead body.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
It's a dead body.
Raiders.
It's a dead body is exactly what
that is. Yeah, they're real bad.
LA Chargers, 7-3.
Are they just a bit outside?
I think so. They've won 4 in a row.
So they also have a poor schedule. Not their fault, but they're...
This was their best win, and the Bengals do kind of stink. They also beat the Broncos earlier in the year before Knicks kind of put it together. I would
just put them up there.
I would put
them
just
more than frisky at this point. Yeah.
They're 7-3. They won 4 in a row.
I like it.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Who is next?
Billy's on the phone right now.
Oh, is
he? Who else in the division? We did Raiders, Chargers, Chiefs.
I think we're on the next one. I think we're in the NFC East, yes.
Okay. Eagles.
This never happened. This is a first time in tears.
It was Tommy Curran.
Oh, nice.
Pushing him back 15 minutes.
All right.
12-15, Tommy Curran to the NFC East. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys, 3-7.
Dallas Cowboys, dead body.
Grown.
Dead body.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
They've lost 5 in a row.
Yeah, and Dak's not coming back. They got Cooper Rush the rest of the year.
Well, if we're not going to put any teams in grown, and we're just going to put them all in dead body, then what are we separating these?
Jets
two
are in grown.
Yeah,
we're not done. I got a couple more groans.
Who else is in grown?
I got a few groans.
Who else? Is
we
in
haven't grown? Started the NFC yet.
Who else is in grown?
Right now, the Jets. That's more than Shooketh. We have no teams in Shooketh yet.
We got nobody in Shooketh.
Nobody Shooketh apparently. We'll get there.
We can't have an empty tier.
I think the Cowboys are dead body.
I'm that's grown. A disaster. Billy.
Just because I want to hear it, I'm putting them in grown.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
There it is.
All right.
Nice. Definitely wasn't ready because they're like the worst team.
That was worth it.
Oh, are you talking to Tommy Curran back there?
Definitely should have been dead body.
Well, who else we got?
Giants at 2-8.
That's a dead body.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
That's fine.
Dead body.
Yeah.
Eagles.
Three and a half win total. No, keep
Eagles?
Going.
8-2.
Are you go all the way up to Stand By Me?
Or
are they the best just a bit outside team?
I personally would go Stand By Me. I don't feel as strongly about it. So if you want to put them in just a bit outside, they won 6 on
the
road.
I do like them. I get frustrated with Hurts taking touchdowns from Barkley, but it doesn't matter. They're still scoring touchdowns, and that's a good team. Yeah, I'll put them up there.
All right, fine.
Washington Commanders, 7-4.
That's a shooketh.
They are shook. Oh, we found a shooketh.
Shooketh.
Yes.
That's a shooketh.
They are the face of shooketh right now. They were looking great. And
Daniels might be hurt.
Yeah.
Like that's a shooketh team.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. We did it.
Yep.
to the NFC North, Chicago Bears, 4-6.
I'm shooketh.
Are they shooketh or are they grown? They're one of those two.
It was a blocked field goal away from beating the Packers.
They've lost 4 in a row.
Yeah.
They've been shooketh for a while.
They fired Waldron. I think they're shook.
They might.
I don't know if they're male grown.
They may not win another game, as we've said now for weeks.
Do you want to see them?
No,
not really.
I don't want to watch that team. Do you?
DeAndre Swift had a nice scamper.
Yeah, I'll watch a Swift highlight on Red Zone, but I don't want to watch the rest of it.
I think they're probably grown. Plus, their schedule, they might not win another game.
I'm with
game.
You. Grown. Thank you.
Detroit Lions, 9-1.
Awesome. They're a wagon. They could be on their own tier almost.
I was just going to say the exact same thing. There's an argument to be made they belong on their own tier.
Awesome. They look
very
impressive.
But let's put them on the standby.
Yeah, put them there for now.
Yeah.
Green Bay Packers, 7-3.
I think I got to put them at frisky.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I was going to say, I don't love putting them in just a bit outside. Let's keep them frisky.
Because some, yeah, there's something off with them. They got a good enough record. They're going to be in the playoffs, but like, I don't trust them at all. But I don't know if like, if you're an opponent, if you really want to play them either, because they could put it all together.
The offense isn't, right, exactly. The offense isn't running as smoothly as you would like to see. Jordan Love's not having
it's
the year you'd like
to see. It's a good tier, though, that they,
Frisky.
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings 8-2.
So I think they're just a bit outside.
We can put them back up there. I think we dropped them to Shooketh last week, but they've now won 3 in a row. They're 8-2. They probably belong in just a bit.
I mean,
outside.
8-2, and I think them and the Steelers deserve to be in the same tier.
Yeah.
Like they're somehow
just the just a bit outside.
To the NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, that I'll speak for them. This is my team. They are Shooketh. Yeah, that I'll speak for them on this. I've been there's two
pants.
Teams. Two teams that I've stood up for all year, Houston and Atlanta. Yeah. Atlanta deserves to be Shooketh 100%.
Carolina Panthers 3-7.
Are they just Mayo grown at this point?
I think so. Yes. Yeah. They don't feel like a dead body.
They're better than those.
They won two
teams.
In a row. They're coming off a bye week. Let's see what's going on. That's not a dead body. They won two straight.
No.
All right. 4-7. New Orleans Saints.
Are also they frisky?
I would go frisky.
2-0 with the Riz.
Yeah.
I think they're frisky right now. They had their own tier last week because he clogged the toilet and blew out his legs.
They're clogging toilets. They're breaking kneecaps.
But they won another game.
Yeah.
And Taysom Hill had like the craziest game ever.
Frisky Saints.
They're frisky as hell.
They really are.
Yeah.
4-6, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So I don't really know.
I'm shooketh.
Are they shooketh or are they just red zone at this point?
They like, might.
They're dropping games.
Red zone.
Baker Mayfield can spin it.
Mayfield's good regardless. They're getting Evans back this week, I think.
Let's red zone them for now. They're not good enough to be.
Yeah. Red zone. That's just worth listening to one more time.
With the Pats.
Red zone, yeah.
Tay to the NFC West, Arizona Cardinals, 6-4.
Frisky?
Yeah, they're not just about outside.
They won four straight. I can't go higher than Frisky.
All right, Frisky. They are Frisky.
Okay, Los Angeles Rams, 5-5.
I agree.
Frisky
also
too.
Frisky,
I think they got to be Frisky.
I
get their wideouts back.
5-5, San Francisco 49ers.
Shooketh.
Oh, Niners. I was thinking
though.
Seattle. Niners are definitely Shooketh.
They're Shooketh.
Yes.
And then also 5-5, the Seattle Seahawks.
I don't know.
Do you want to watch them on Red Zone?
No.
If not, they're frisky. Right?
Yeah, I guess they are. They just won this week, right? Or were they off?
No, they beat the Niners.
They beat the Niners.
Oh, they beat the Niners.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then they're probably... Oh, yeah, Geno Smith ran in the little scamper.
Yeah,
they're frisky.
You don't want to watch on team on Red Zone?
No.
I think they're frisky.
Yeah.
Who wins that division, just real quick?
I think the Cardinals. They got a game lead, and I just kind of like Kyler Murray, so I'll take
but
the Cardinals.
But it's 6-5, 5-5, 5-5, 5-5. I got the tight race.
6-4, right?
I'm sorry. The Cardinals are 6-4. You're right, yes.
All right, so right now we have, from top to bottom, Stand By Me tier, in honor of Christian Gonzalez, saying it's his favorite movie of all time, Bills Chiefs, Eagles Lions, which could certainly just be the conference championship games.
Yep.
Just a bit outside, Ravens, Steelers, Texans, Chargers, Vikings.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay. I thought that was more crowded. Okay.
Frisky, Dolphins, Bengals, Broncos, Packers, Saints, Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks.
So that's a big one.
Frisky, the most teams in the league are frisky.
Yeah, it's a frisky league.
Who's the QB? Colts?
Yep, just them.
Yep.
I think that's a fair question.
Yeah, who is the QB?
Yeah.
I'm shooketh. Commanders, Falcons, Niners.
Commanders, Falcons, Niners. Good tier.
Big, perfect.
Good tier.
Red zone, Patriots, and Bucks.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Mayo grown. Jets, Cowboys, Bears, Panthers.
Yep.
And dead body, Browns, Jaguars, Titans, Raiders, Giants. Is there one that you have the biggest problem with? Because I have one,
I believe.
The
text line has an issue with it. I think it's the same one as you. The Giants are a dead body, but not the Cowboys?
Agreed.
Y'all are shooketh.
No. I'm not. The Cowboys should be dead body. That's my one gripe, probably, with the tiers.
You want to drop them down? Billy already broke this tie. You want to drop them down?
Yeah, they suck. And they're getting worse.
Go ahead and drop them down. Drop them down.
Did you see any of the game last night?
Go ahead and drop them down to dead body.
Thank you. Thank you, Texter. Putting them down there. There's our list. We'll tweet it out at Jones and
Keith. You guys want to go see a dead body?
Twitter, Instagram, the whole thing.
Okay.
There you go.
That was one listener submission, because we don't want to be called shooketh.
No.
We've been called cheerleaders.
Yep.
We don't want to be called shooketh.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
So those are our tiers. We do it every single Tuesday here on Jones and Keith. He'll tweet those out at Keith21, at Jones and Keith. On Twitter and Instagram. Go seek that out. Tommy Curran not at High Noon on a Tommy Tuesday. 12:15, he said?
Okay.
15 or 20?
15.
12:15.
12:15.
I'll make that work.
Lock it in.
We'll get back to the Bruins as well. Drake May was on WEEI Afternoons. What'd he have to say about Alex Van Pelt and his future? That's next.
Yeah, I haven't heard really much about that. And clouds. I haven't even heard of any of that. I think, you know, the guys in the room and, you know, AVP and TC are doing, you know, a great job. I feel like I'm prepared. I feel like I'm playing on time and, you know, making plays. I think there's little situational things that just come with, you know, getting the experience and being a 22-year-old rookie in the NFL. So I think what we got, you know, in that offense and those players in there, I think we're making plays, and I don't really think you're not too much to say about that.
How was Drake May yesterday on WEEI Afternoons? If you missed any of that, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Free, easy, take it with you wherever you go.
Great photo of Drake May with the guys from the afternoon yesterday on the internet now. You can check that out.
Yeah.
Drake May, Andy Hart, Christian Arcan.
They can seek that out.
Nice happy photo.
At WEEI Afternoons.
Does Hart have a stool?
Their Instagram Twitter. Yeah.
He does not, unfortunately, and you can tell by the photo.
Cat asked me about this.
That he does not.
Cat's like, boy, is he pretty tall?
Drake May is tall.
Or what's going on with that other one there?
Yeah, there was like that live shot they did on NBC Boston once where it was Phil and Hart. And Phil's not even that tall.
No, he's definitely... Phil Perry is taller than me, but he's not like...
He's probably 6'2", yeah,
he's
maybe?
Like a fairly normal tall.
You would have thought he was 7'5". You would have thought he was Victor Wembanyama standing next to Andy Hart. But that was sort of the case yesterday with he and the quarterback, QB1, Drake May.
Arcan's sneaky kind of tall. I think you can tell it in that picture.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right, he's not dwarfed by Drake May. He's like looks like a peer.
When we asked Christian Gonzalez yesterday, that's another thing you can get on the Odyssey app or subscribe on WEEI. Would you rather be Drake May or Andy Hart? That's kind of how we asked it, height-wise.
Oh, height-wise?
Yeah.
I thought you just meant in general.
No. Well, that would be much closer.
Hart's doing pretty well, but I mean, there's a 22-year-old quarterback in the NFL.
When you're asking for their height, would you rather be a Drake May or an Andy Hart?
Yeah.
He's
Gonzalez went with the Drake May.
Yeah, wanted to be tall.
8 feet, though, is not just tall. Like, that is, it's a lot you got to deal with. I don't think you really took enough time to think about that one. I think you got that one wrong. I'll be honest.
Go back and grade that one.
Yeah.
That was, of course, our award-winning man-to-man.
Uh-huh.
To man.
Man-to-man to man.
Three men, 10 questions with Christian Gonzalez yesterday. Drake May goes to bat for Alex Van Pelt. The grades are in on Drake May's weekend and his year to date. Do you want some of the reaction to his game or his start in his New England career, Keith?
Let's go game first. Let's go small and then go big.
Okay. Game. Well, give me the national perspective first.
Yep.
Dan Orlovsky.
I think he was great.
Says, because we all know what Dan Orlovsky's doing. Like, seriously, have a little self-respect.
Seriously,
have a little self-respect, Orlovsky. He won't win it because his team isn't good enough. But just talking about the play, Drake May would absolutely be right in the Offensive Rookie of the Year conversation. His tape is flat out awesome.
This is also the guy that said...
Oh, he said that.
You couldn't pay him all the money in the world to play Drake May. He was terrified
to
play Drake May.
Sit him for 2 years.
And now, if he started earlier, he would have been Rookie of the Year.
Mm.
Okay. Man. Good.
Very impressive.
Good breakdown.
Greg Bedard. He likes to hand out these grades week to week. Boston Sports Journal.
Okay.
I think this starts good and then nosedives, Keith. You tell me if you can figure out where it nosedives.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, let's hear it.
Greg Bedard. My highest graded game for Drake May, easily. The best since Mac Jones' rookie season. Mac was pretty good as a rookie.
I guess.
Outside of Jacoby Brissett week one against
what?
The Bengals.
When he handed the ball off to Ramondre Stevenson and the defense played well?
Yeah.
So Jacoby Brissett, this was on par with the Brissett game from this season?
According to Greg Bedard, he grinds the tape, Keith.
That's not a compliment at all.
No one watches the All 22 like that guy.
No, I understand.
So he had my highest graded game for Drake May. Easily, you go, great.
Love this.
Then he's comparing him to Mac Jones and Jacoby Brissett. You go, right. That's what they've had the last couple of years.
All right, so what are they saying for the whole season, though?
Okay, so this was from Ben Solak, ESPN. He kind of breaks down the quarterbacks.
See the Texans offensive coordinator?
I think that's him. Yes. He says that Drake May has been everything the Patriots could have hoped for with the third overall pick. Decisive, accurate, tough, explosive.
All these things.
Makes plays within structure.
Yep.
Makes plays outside of structure.
That's right. Both structures.
Maximizing a receiver room that would be challenging for many first-year signal callers to elevate.
Yeah, they're bad.
The way he's erasing the impact of the leaky Patriots offensive line.
Ew.
Is particularly impressive and bodes extremely well for his future. May is liable to take a bad sack, fumble, or throw a big pick, but you expect those plays to go away with time as he continues to adjust to NFL speed and coverages. The grade is an A.
A?
An A for Drake May.
Has to be.
Caleb Williams, for reference, C+.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels, A.
Bo Nix?
Bo Nix, B-.
B-. minus.
I thought that was a harsh grade, to be honest.
That's
I did.
Aggressive.
I think he wasn't harsh enough on Caleb Williams. I think he was too harsh on Bo Nix.
Yeah, I agree. No,
hard,
but Drake May.
Hard grader, and he gave Drake May an A.
Drake May has been an A. And we got a little bit of pushback yesterday because we were celebrating it, and we got people calling in and being like, oh, they lost the game. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, that's true. But I don't really know what you expected with this team. And the offensive line, at best, is average. Like, on their best day, is average.
Yeah. Well, they're leaky.
They're leaky. And then their skill position group is probably the worst in the league. So I think he is surpassed expectations. Like, that's my takeaway through 5-6 starts. He's better than I thought he was going to be.
One more stat from Mike Reese. This would illustrate that. One area May is particularly excelling, off-target percentage, 9.9%, which ranks first in the NFL. So to highlight he's good inside structure and outside of structure, leads the NFL in that metric. So look, we might be cheerleaders on Drake May. That's not something I feel bad about being accused of. I think he's been pretty good.
Yeah, right.
He hasn't been perfect. The turnovers are bad.
Mm-hmm.
He did take a couple of sacks in the game, the strip sack, and one late on their final drive. So he hasn't been perfect, and you'd like to see more wins.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind being accused of being a cheerleader for Drake May,
doing
who, by
right.
the way, it's the best game from a Patriots quarterback since Jacoby Brissett.
Week one. They didn't even score 20 points.
Doesn't feel as good when you say it that way.
Yeah.
Okay, Tommy Curran normally joins us at high noon. We're going to talk to him at 12:15. What's he think of Drake May and the coaching futures of Jerod Mayo and Alex Van Pelt? Let's get back into the Bruins. We'll do that next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.